l-intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti.
Il-pandemija globali tal-coronavirus qiegħda żżid mal-konfużjoni tal-persuni li jbatu mid-dimensja u li f'daqqa waħda qegħdin iħossu in-nuqqas tal-familja tagħhom mingħajr ma jifhmu għaliex ma jistgħux jarawhom bħas-soltu. Biex dawk li jieħdu ħsiebhom ikunu jistgħu jispjegaw is-sitwazzjoni, Dementia Australia ppubblikat bosta dokumenti informattivi fi 38 lingwa differenti. Kif naraw f'dan ir-rapport, persuna minn kull 8 fl-Awstralja li tbagħat mid-dimensja titkellem b'lingwa li mhix l-Ingliż fid-dar u kważi waħda minn kull 5 li jgħixu fid-djar residenzjali tal-anzjani jitkellmu l-Ingliż bħala t-tieni lingwa tagħhom. Din tista' tkun ta' problema kbira fl-Awstralja minħabba li bosta pazjenti jitilfu il-kapaċità li jitkellmu bl-Ingliż u kif tkompli tavvanza il-marda tagħhom dawn jerġgħu lura għal-lingwa oriġinali tagħhom. Mary McCabe hija l-kap eżekuttiv ta' Dementia Australia, Tait McCabe.
That is very common where people actually revert to their language of birth, and it can be very, very difficult for people and an incredibly isolating experience to not be able to communicate.
McCabe tajt li l-izolazzjoni soċjali jikbar ikkawżata mill-pandemija tal-coronavirus b'ħasra kbira ħaffet il-mart f'ċerti pazjenti. Tispjega.
We're finding from the research that people's dementia is progressing more rapidly. And what that means is that they are losing abilities to do things more quickly. And their abilities that most people living with dementia will not be able to restore.
Fil-waqt li l-maskri huma neċessarji għar-raġunijiet tas-saħħa dawn qegħdin iżidu wkoll mal-konfużjoni.
Now people living with dementia, as their communication becomes compromised, they rely on those visual cues such as facial expressions. And when people have got masks on, they can't do that. So it can be very distressing and disorienting and very confusing for people living with dementia at a time like this.
Għalhekk, Dementia Australia llonċjat dawn id-dokumenti informattivi bi 38 lingwa differenti. Fost informazzjoni oħra huma inklużi ideat tajbin dwar kif wieħed jista' jżomm ruħu attiv matul il-lockdown, kif ukoll sintomi ta' COVID-19 li wieħed għandu jinnota u informazzjoni dwar iż-żamma tal-indafa. Joe Coppi jieħu ħsieb Martu Joyce li mardet bid-dimensja 7 snin ilu, huwa jiftaħ qalbu.
She's getting a little bit more forgetful now, although she still does pretty well everything. She had dishwasher on this morning. She does the ironing, washing, shopping.
Joe huwa Taljan u l-familja tiegħu ġiet l-Awstralja minħabba t-tieni gwerra dinjija. Huwa jgħid li l-informazzjoni bil-lingwa tiegħu tinforma lill-pazjent b'mod aħjar dwar dak li qiegħed jiġri bħalissa.
Especially if it's in their language, apart from being, you know, read to them, they can pick that up and perhaps, you know, over the little, it depends on what stage they are with dementia, whether they can actually go through and read it themselves quietly or not. But yes, absolutely, it gives them that sort of confidence.
Joe Joyce Coppi huma bbażati f'Melbourne għalhekk il-konverzazzjoni tagħhom mal-familja hija limitata għal taħdit fuq Zoom. Sa dan it-tant il-kelba li għandhom Venus tajn lil Joyce tibqa' attiva matul dan iż-żmien ta' distanza soċjali.
That's given her a lot of confidence. Responsibility. She feeds Venus morning and night, so that's also helped, you know, the stimulation of, you know, the brain and so forth that dementia affects.
L-informazzjoni ta' Dementia Australia hija aċċessibbli kollha fuq il-website tagħhom.
Segwi l-SBS bil-Malti fuq Facebook, għamel like, ixxerja, ikkummenta.